Boone Mayor John Slight, our guest on the program today. Thanks for taking time to come and visit. Here we are, second meeting of the month of August, and once again, a little bit contentious and definitely long.
Long meeting.
You've had a couple of long ones.
Crazy.
What are you setting? Some kind of a precedent here or something? Anyway.
A couple issues that people were passionate about. So. Yep.
Well, let's go with those right away, because one of the first ones was the one that drew most attention. You had a lot of debate back and forth amongst some of the council members. It did get a little contentious at times. But this was the presentation that was made at your last meeting, the first one, the Arts Advisory Board, in contact with a company that would like to produce a movie.
Right.
And again, talking about putting it in place here, asking for some resources from the city, if they, and I want to point out, if they meet certain thresholds on their establishing their funds for this project.
So, I'll just kind of go back and hit the highlights. But so presentation was made last meeting about a movie that would be filmed here in Boone. And they came to the city, and initially I think their ask was $50,000. And a lot of people, I don't know. So after a lot of research, vetting this company, going through things, the number was lowered to $25,000. So last night the discussion began, and it got a little heated between a few of the council people. And, you know, Councilman Mormon, I thought, did a great job explaining the economic development impact on how the film itself will probably pay itself back, basically, by our hotels, our restaurants, people coming to the community, let alone it will involve some local people, which is kind of neat, I think, and it would really highlight Boone. On the other hand, then Councilman Stein, he said we're going to be taken for a ride, he didn't like the idea, and it just got pretty passionate, and things, they argued back and forth, and kind of had to break that up a little bit. But then we had some issues, some comments from the crowd. But at the end of the day, the council voted 4-3 to move forward with giving them the $25,000, and so we'll go from there.
Stipulation is they must raise, I think it was
$200,000. That they call that green lighting it, I think it was, and that means they've hit their threshold with what they believe they have to hit. So this is basically a grant from the city, so they've got to prove that they can do this before that money.
That they've
be
got their so, money there. Yeah. So anyhow. We'll see what happens. It's in their court now. They have to raise their money to go forward with their project.
Yep.
So another one, your Downtown Boone Committee. Again, a couple of meetings ago, I guess it was, when they started talking about potentially going ahead with some downtown tree planting.
Right.
They do have an arborist working for them. And kind of interesting, he identified trees and ways to plant those to try to avoid issues with the roots like we've encountered. And again, some of the trees that have just grown substantially bigger. And so they came back with a plan, with some ideas to plant. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to do this tree planting here mid-September. And to do this, again, they would have to raise their own money to get the trees and get them all planted and things like that. But then the topic came up, what about our existing trees and some of the issues we have with our sidewalks that need work as well? So we kind of went around in a circle there a little bit.
I think that is it. I think overall the council's okay with planting trees, okay? I think that after listening to them last night, the issue is, well, first of all, this group came and just thought, I think they thought they had the green light to just start planting trees. And we're like, well, wait a sec here. Are we voting on this? And then they didn't know that the council had to vote on this. And our city attorney, Jim Robbins, indicated there's no confusion. The council will decide if you plant trees or not. So we covered that. We had a resident bring up the fact that what are you going to do with the existing trees? You've got sidewalks that are heaved.
Trees have outgrown.
These trees are huge. And you just kind of take it for granted the trees are there. But drive through sometime and look at the size of some of these trees downtown. So, we talked about that. And then one of the council members, I want to get back to planting these trees. And I go, wait a second. We've got a resident that has a legitimate complaint. So let's address that. What are we going to do? This kind of reminds me back in the day when Johnny Appleseed, okay? Mm-hmm. And I took some heat on this because we planted trees consistently every year. We were planting 100 to 200 trees, it seemed like. And I said, well, we got to stop here. Until we can maintain what we have, let's slow down on the planting and let's do maintenance. So we did. We did maintenance for years. We're still doing it. And it takes a lot of time. And, you know, Boone's a Tree City USA, but with that comes other things that people, you know, the tree mm-hmm. people don't want to talk about. It heaves sidewalks. It gets in your sewer system. I mean, you could pull this community and ask how many times Roto-Rooter or any of the local plumbers or any of them had to come in and pull tree roots out of the, so there's that issue. So the issue with the new trees downtown would be, are you going to plant something that the root system's not going to, they need to grow deeper rather than grow up and heave the sidewalks or get into our sewer system. And I think they've come together with a pretty good plan and picked the right trees. I don't think anybody questions that. But it just kind of circled back around to, what are you going to do with the existing trees? And I think there's some willingness on the city side to maybe help alleviate some of those problems, but they need to come with a better plan. They need to have a plan in place, not just, oh, we've got a deadline, we've got to plant these trees. And then, one, you know, Councilman Angstrom brought up, how much money have you raised? Well, there's really been, I mean, the project's roughly $25,000. Mm-hmm. The chamber fronted $5,000 to buy the trees. And then I think there's been, it sounded like maybe a few thousand here and there raised. But this, you know, I think the council as a whole, if they're going to make a decision on planting trees, they want to see a plan in place, how it's paid for, and then we can move forward.
Maintenance from down the road, things like that.
Everything. So I just think there was a misunderstanding from the downtown committee. You know, well, we just thought we could plant them. Well, that's not the case. So
tabled until next meeting.
Until the next meeting.
Get an idea of where we're at and what we're going forward with here. And again, that's one of those long-term things you tend to forget about 5-10 years down the road. What kind of assistance are we going to need on the trees? And if we do think, you know, what they did, the selections that they made and some of the things they're talking about planting, they did talk about that.
Right.
Putting, what are they, kind of a sleeve down there to make the roots,
force the roots down rather than so they curl up and heave. I don't think anyone doubts. That's pretty good. I thought it was. Yeah, I've learned a lot as well, and I think that I don't think anybody's questioning the arborist and his ability to select the right trees. Yeah. I think we're all okay with that. It's just let's have a better plan, or let's have a plan rather than just hodgepodging 20 some trees around and then leaving what we have and not fixing any sidewalks.
So let's talk about the sidewalks. You do have, and the question was raised, the city does have a program for residential areas where you can do sidewalks. And as I understand, you've got some applications
to use
up some of those dollars that are there.
We set aside, I believe it was $10,000. And we went quite a bit of time without getting any applications. We just did one. I think it was $3,000. And so the question was brought up last night. Would we be willing to take that residential project and allow, you know, downtown or businesses to use that? And I don't think it would be, we'd have to find the money, obviously, to figure it out. But now that it's really came to the forefront with all these, this tree issue, I think you'll see the willingness of the city to at least look at it, you know, and we'll go from there. But
and again, the tree part, it comes out of that assessment that was done back in late April.
Right.
Again, part of the building that resume for the Main Street application, which I don't think anybody's been opposed to. They think that's going to be the next step to really help do some preservation or improvements. We'll see
what happens.
Again, got a ways to go and potentially a couple of other projects. And I know concern because what kind of impact? Well, you won't have to worry too much about it, but concern like staff is – what kind of tax-related things are we going to be challenged with in the next budget session?
That's right. And there's just a lot of, how will I say this? There's a lot of grandstanding going on right now at the council. There's people up for election. There's things going on. And I'm hearing from people I haven't heard from in a long time, and they have to, you know, let's do this. Let's do what's best for the city rather than trying to make a select group happy. And that's how I've always tried to do it. And you're never going to make everybody happy. I understand that. I've done this 20 years. But at the end of the day, we're all trying to make Boone a better place. But when we get into these arguments and because we're trying to maybe make a certain group happy, it doesn't do Boone any justice. It doesn't really help. So,
well, the one thing I had been waiting for was the housing needs assessment.
Very interesting.
You had asked Mid-Iowa Planning to do that, which basically – outside group with the expertise to do this. We actually had seen a similar kind of assessment presented to Ogden earlier. Yeah. And again, the same group. They took a look at Boone. Again, I think he was kind of shocked when he looked at the census over the years. Right. We touched a little bit on that before we started. Yeah. But you question it.
I do a little bit. Just real quick to highlight that he was very, he couldn't believe that the Boone population hasn't changed in 100 years, basically, you know, a few hundred here or there, but overall it stayed somewhat the same. And I said, but if you remember the last census, the 2020 census, which was right in the middle of COVID, only 70-some percent, I think it was the low 72, 73% of Boone actually turned back in their census. So I don't know that that number is that accurate. I think we've had more growth than what maybe is shown, but those are the numbers that they have, so that's what they have to use. I understand that. So,
Some of the things he pointed out, again, is our median year of residential construction. Again, we're talking residential construction, right, folks. 1922. So half of your homes are older and half are newer.
Right, and that was alarming to him, was the word he used. So we do have a lot of older homes. I don't know how many studies they do. I mean, I go through a lot of different communities. It seems, I don't think we're unique to that. He kind of made it sound like we were. But yeah, we do. We have a lot of older homes.
A little older than the balance of the county,
right,
really.
Right. So,
again, he noted that. I think one of the other things that he said, you have needs both at the low end and at the high end.
Right. And if you want, I can hit some of the key takeaways that were. So 1 in 5 Boone households are housing cost burdened, is what they say. So 20.1% of Boone households are spending more than 30% of their income on housing. So his key number last night was 30%. If you're spending over 30%, it's a burden on you as far as what you're paying for your housing. 1 in 3 Boone renter households are they're also cost burdened. 34.3% of Boone renters are spending more than 30% on renting, which is, to his point, that's too much. You're burdening them as far as their daily life and how they move forward. The median year, like we just talked about, of residential construction is 1922. The vacancy rate among owner-occupied structures is 1.2%.
Means there's too few homes available.
That's right.
Really, so.
Yeah, and that kind of at the end, that's kind of where we ended up, is we need more housing. And then, so Boone has a shortage of affordable units for households for people making less than $25,000 per year. Boone has a shortage of affordable units for households making more than $100,000 a year. So on both ends of the spectrum, we're light on housing. And if Boone wants to hit its population goal, which he used the number 14,000, Boone will need to add 1,004 units by 2030. So now this doesn't take into consideration current projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the Cading properties with 128 units. We've got the one over on Ringgold now. There'll be more units available.
You got
Alice Place.
Fox.
Out on 22nd Street.
Yep.
I keep calling it Alice. So that
Fox
this doesn't,
Point,
yeah, this doesn't take into consideration any of those projects. So there's going to be considerable housing available as we move forward here. So
in a variety, because to the north, we do have some, again,
low to moderate
up in that area. Again, plus some of the apartments that are going to be up there.
The Cading will be market rate.
And Ringgold. Ringgold Estates will be market rate as well. So those are some of them that are going on.
So
plus the individual construction, too.
We had a resident bring up the fact, is your economic development committee, do they look at addressing housing? Well, that's what we've been doing. I mean, all these projects, these don't just happen overnight. I mean, there's been a lot of work put into these. This Cading properties has been a lengthy process. The Ringgold, the projects on Ringgold, obviously the one on 22nd, which if you go by, you'll see construction. That was a lengthy process. Mm-hmm. They had to wait for their tax credits. So these things take a lot of time. So our Economic Development Committee, led by Councilman Mormon, I think is doing a great job.
And we want to point out a lot of the things like one of the others that was pointed out, using the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund.
Right.
Again, working through Ames Economic Development has secured you a lot of the tax credits on a couple of these. Cading.
They
did not get
Cading.
Theirs yet, but they will be applying for
it. Yeah, they don't get the credit they deserve because they just kind of keep doing their thing. But Ames Economic Development has been a key part in bringing some of this housing to Boone. So
and still working on some grants for downtown for apartments, suitable living, yes, and things like that as well.
Right.
So
we're working at it.
It's a never ending, is
it? Right.
You just have to keep going. Again, there were a number of different things. We didn't get the whole thing. We got basically the summary on it, but
right.
I think it was the kind of information you guys were looking for to see if are we headed in the right direction?
Yeah.
Are we doing the kinds of things that, that we need?
Are we promoting the right housing that we need? And I think it kind of showed last night. It is. I mean, we've got market rate, we've got low to moderate income. We're trying to hit both those, and as we move forward, there'll be more projects. So,
let's talk a little bit about the Kading project, because that's the big one that again people keep referring to. But that's along South Marion, and you actually took some steps last night to move forward with some of that again because of the rezoning that was done. City still owns that property right now, so you are as the city, you're making these moves to establish that to make it marketable to Kading.
Correct. Yeah, so we did have a resident last night say, hey, I see you changed they didn't see where we changed the zoning and put the verbiage in there that if this project didn't go through, it would revert back to how it was zoned.
It is there, though.
It is there, though. That's correct. So had some questions on who's going to take care of things. Who's going to, they've got a retention pond. Who's going to take care of that? Who's going to plow the streets? There's no parking on the streets. A lot of things because they are responsible to take care of all those things, and we will make sure that gets done.
So, again, still ways to go on that project. Let's talk a little bit about the paving project that's going on.
Okay.
SEH back in last night, another change order. You've had a few of them already. The good thing is that this bid was way under estimate.
It was, so
we do have some things that can be taken care of, but they're starting on the Marion Street area, and I know part of it is getting the sewer and the water all taken care of because it's basically adding a lot of storm sewer to it.
So anytime you hear change order, that turns on the alarm bells for us because we anticipate when we accept a bid that, okay, we understand there's probably going to be a change order here and there, but we've had three already on this. And I thought he did a nice job explaining why and how. And if they would have spent more money up front on the engineering side, they may not have had this change order, but we may have spent that amount of money anyway. So the issue is, I think everybody on the council will agree, we just want to do it right. We want to get it done and do it right. So we have a couple change orders. We did accept those. The one last night was for $5,500. And it's just getting everything, like you said, getting everything lined up correctly. And we don't want to have to come back and make big changes. And
we'll see.
It worked out okay. I think as far as, like he indicated, the amount of the total change order so far is like 1% or less than 1% of the whole project.
Yeah,
so
it's like
But we don't like to hear that word change orders.
No,
how it is.
And they, because of this, too, in the area where they're working, it has slowed them down. So,
it has.
So
it has.
They would like
now,
to get
I've
back
had change speed. Orders go the other way, too.
Oh, yeah.
The benefit of the city. So.
We'll see. Speaking of change orders,
let's
talk a little bit about down at the Water Environment Station because this is, again, we did change some of the engineering services on that. Mm-hmm. We are talking the mandated disinfection project down there, and that is still not done and still have some issues going on with it.
We have some issues. I think we're going to have a closed session next meeting probably to discuss more about that. So I'm probably not going to talk a lot about it. It's just, it's been a very frustrating project. This is one that's, this goes back a couple councils as far as getting to the point where we're at now. I mean, we worked with the DNR, put a plan together because they wanted us to do it right now, this disinfectant program. The dollar amount was huge. We contacted the DNR and said, work with us. Let us show us what we've done to date. Let us work to this. And now here we are. We're doing it. And we've just hit a lot of snags and a lot of issues. So more to come on that. But everybody wants this thing done. It's way past. It needs to be done.
And I did want to mention also, you did have another resident come in.
Yes.
Heavy rain, had sewage backup. Again, outside of your areas where...
Right.
Where we've been doing
the I and I
reduction area. But again, right downstream of Area 1 where we had talked about last. One of the driving factors to get it going was that resident that came in and said 2 inches of rain. And
so
I
this person's just outside that. So, we're on phase 5 now. Phase 6 will probably encompass that area, or we'll make some decisions on where we're going to end up doing some work. She indicated that she had some raw sewage back up in her basement. She was out of town, which is very unfortunate. I wish that on nobody. And but part of this, going back to the INI, is to get this rainwater, stormwater, should not go into our sanitary sewer. And we're still seeing peaks, so we're still, but we're better. Yeah. We've made a lot of improvements.
We're on the downstream part now.
Yes, so we'll keep working on it. We're doing the best we can. You know, it costs money to do this, but it also, you know, we're going into residents' homes. We're asking them, let us inspect your property, see where your sump pump's going, and we've corrected a lot of them. So,
work in progress.
Yeah, it is
work in progress. Next council meeting is going to be coming up after Labor Day.
Right, so we'll do it on Tuesday the 5th, I believe it is.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep, September 5th.
So, yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to come in and visit with us.
Thank you.